The Need of Aggressive Effort, November 14th, 1901. I have been instructed that the work which has centered in Battle Creek and a few other places must now be taken to new territory. The efforts that have been put forth for those who know the truth must now be put forth for those who are perishing in ignorance. All the work that is done must convey the solemn message being given to the world. We have neither time nor money to devote to keeping the churches alive. The churches are to find their life and strength in helping one another and in working for those who know not the truth. In New York, there are many who are ripe for the harvest. In this great city, there are thousands who have not bowed the knee to Baal. The angel said, "Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Luke 2, verse 10. New York contains a part of the all people. We desire to see the new year open with teachers at work in all parts of New York. There is a work to be done in this city, a work that ought to have been done 12 years ago. It was not done. And why? Because men and women were not awake to the importance of the time in which we are living. They were unprepared to do the work that needed to be done. Those who were unconverted in regard to health reform could not work in God's order. Therefore it is that in 1901 there is a dearth of workers. Every minister of the gospel should be prepared to do practical medical missionary work. The medical missionary work is to be as closely united with the gospel ministry as the arm is united to the body. The reluctance shown to the promulgations of the principles of health reform is caused by an unwillingness to deny self. In our large cities, the medical missionary work must go hand in hand with the gospel ministry. It will open doors for the entrance of truth. The circulation of books on present truth is to take the gospel out to many hands, filling minds with thoughts of the science of salvation. All the efforts of man to prevent the fulfillment of the Word of God are unavailing. Of John the Baptist's work, we read, "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, 'O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Matthew 3, verse 1-3, 5-12. If repentance is genuine, it will produce good works. Christianity is not a collection of rules and regulations, but a wonderful prescription, in following which man obtains a healthy body and a sound mind. The Bible presents a cure for spiritual and physical disease. Christ gave his life for those who will accept life through him. He says to the trembling sinner, "Lean on me. I am the propitiation for your sins, your justifier, your righteousness." He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. On him were laid the iniquities of us all. Shall we not avail ourselves of the power he has placed in our hands for the recovery of the blessing lost through disobedience? Through Christ we gain eternal life. We are not worthy of this life. The sentence of death was passed on us. But the sinless one, who had done nothing worthy of death, offered himself as a sacrifice for us. Partaking of the divine nature, we may escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Clothed with the robe of the Savior's righteousness, we may stand justified before the Father, accepted in the Beloved. There comes to us the question, are you carrying a burden for the unsaved? Do you know what Christianity means? Search the Bible. Not only ministers are to know what saith the Lord, all are permitted to enter the door opened by the sacrifice of Christ. Not only ministers, but all who take their stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel are to work for the Master, presenting to the sin-sick the wonderful gospel remedy. Is your faith practical? Are you doing what the Bible tells you to do? Are you using all your powers to gather the lost sheep into the fold? There are thousands upon thousands in ignorance who might be warned. Pray as you have never prayed before for the power of Christ. Pray for the inspiration of His Spirit that you may be filled with a desire to save the perishing. Let the prayer ascend to heaven. God, be merciful to us and bless us that Thy way may be known upon the earth and Thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 67, verse 1, 2. If you seek to answer this prayer, you will go forth into the world as an earnest medical missionary for the Lord. The canvassing work is in a dying condition. Let God's remedy be applied. The Savior is the most inspiring of all teachers. He gives life to the teaching of those who place themselves under His control.